so rare for you. Is a fountain at the flowing deep and wide somewhere?
Afternoon. You are tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Eleanor, and I am one of your hosts of the Student Special Hour every Tuesday from 1 to 2 p.m. I'm joined by Eric, my co-host. How's it going?
It's pretty good. How are you?
It's pretty good. Doing well. It's beautiful outside today. The fog has left us for a little while anyways. It's been crazy and weird and foggy in Vancouver in the last...
It's been pretty cool, though.
It's pretty cool. It's a nice change. At least it's not raining. We have a really great show planned for you guys today. Lots of good music, talking about events that are coming up, and two very special guests in the studio with us right now. Connie and Jen are here from UBC Rec. They are event directors for UBC's Rec event that's happening in November called Lace Up for Kids.
How are you guys?
Good.
So what is Lace Up for Kids?
So what Lace Up for Kids is, it's a fundraiser benefiting the BC Children's Hospital Foundation in support of rare disease research. So leading up to the event, we encourage people to come together as friends and make a team and start fundraising. So it's up to your individual efforts to fundraise, but we are here to support you guys with ideas of how you can raise money leading up to this event. And then the day of, so on November 21st, we have this giant celebration or skate-a-thon at Thunderbird Arena.
Nice.
So we have everything from performances, games, just really to celebrate the efforts you've put in to fundraise the money for this charity and celebrate the contribution you've made to the community and what you can do with that money we've raised.
Okay, and are all the games and fun on ice?
No, so there's a lot of things on ice as well, so you can skate laps around,
cool.
But there's also a concourse area with usually like a bouncy castle or
awesome.
Cotton candy or a lot of fun things. We have performances,
nice.
We have singers, we have just about anything you can imagine.
All right, and who does this benefit?
So, as Connie said...
I mean, besides the people who go to the festival.
And get to bounce on the bouncy castle, because, come on.
I've definitely spent a lot of time on there over the years. So this benefits, as Connie said, the BC Children's Hospital Foundation. That money is then funneled into microgrants that is given to the Rare Disease Foundation. And doctors are... given this money relatively quickly, about 18 months time from application till they get the money. And it's all the research is focused on a specific child that has a rare disease, kind of like our lace-up kid, Grayson.
Nice. Who is Grayson?
So Grayson is our lace-up kid this year. He's very cute. You can check him out on YouTube. He has a disease called maple syrup urine disease. He's missing an enzyme in his metabolism so that he can't process proteins like the rest of us can. So he's our lace-up kid. You'll see him on all our rave cards and everything. And he's just, like, embodying what this event is for.
That's awesome.
That's for the kids in the community that really wouldn't be around today without research such as this.
Yeah, definitely. So how did you guys get involved with Lace Up for Kids?
Well, I joined UBC Rec a couple years ago just because, like a lot of us, at UBC, we want to find some way to get connected to the UBC community. We want to get involved, and you see so many cool things around campus that we do, like Storm the Wall or Longboat, and you want to be a part of it. It's a great atmosphere. And LACEUP specifically, you get to see your efforts kind of, like, do something. So we spend all this time putting together this event. We encourage people to fundraise money, and then you see the money put towards something good, and you get to see the kids, like, the effect you can have on them. Like, we had the opportunity to kind of meet some of the families of these kids last week, and they're just so overjoyed at how absolute strangers will go out of their way just to help benefit them.
Yeah, definitely. That sounds fantastic. So this is kind of going, I guess, how did you get involved, Jen?
So this is my third year in rec. Mm-hmm. I saw UBC rec around campus. Everybody looks like they're having such a great time. I really like the fact that it brings the UBC community together. A lot of our events and sports are kind of well-known, like Longboat, and as Connie mentioned, Storm the Wall. So those are big events that you see on campus and bring the campus community together. Mm-hmm. Specifically, Lace Up for Kids is dear to my heart because I volunteered in the past with the Children's Hospital, as well as I'm a skating and hockey instructor.
Nice.
So, like, all around
fits
kind of
perfect.
Fits with me, yeah.
Yeah, nice. So any UBC students listening out there who are looking for ways to get involved or think that UBC Rec might be a fun place to volunteer, sounds like Lace Up for Kids would be a nice way to start, or a nice place to kind of go check things out and see what people are doing. I'm sure you can drop into UBC Rec, like the offices, during the week. Maybe you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but...
Oh, yeah, anytime at the front desk, or send an email to laceup@rec.ubc.ca with any questions, and Connie and I or the organizing crew will be happy to answer anything.
Awesome. Yeah, so do you guys have any kind of final notes about the times and things like that for our listeners, just so that they can get all the information that they need?
Yep. So Lace Up happens, as you said, on Thursday, the November 21st from 6 p.m. till 11 p.m. It takes place at Douglas Mitchell Arena on campus, and you can register online at laceup.ca.
Awesome.
And it doesn't cost anything to register. We just encourage you to raise money.
For sure. When is there a cutoff for the registration?
Yeah, the cutoff date is the Monday before. So that's the 19th, I believe.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
So please get involved, help fundraise, and help out kids like Grayson.
Yeah. Yeah, help with this awesome cause and support.
And have fun on the day. I mean, I don't want to forget that.
Yeah. Can you skate?
Yeah, very well.
Oh, really?
I can even go backwards.
Oh. Big step.
You might have to prove that. At Lace Up for Kids. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming in today, you guys, and letting us know about this event.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
All right. So yeah, Lace Up for Kids, November 21st. That is just one of the many exciting things happening in the next few weeks. Or next month, even. We're going to get to more of that in a little bit. But right now, I have a track for you by one of my favorite artists.
But I think we forgot to tell people what we listen to right at the beginning of our show.
Every time I do this and you save me. Yeah, you did. We did. And that was the first track was Kurt Vile. A song off of his new EP that's coming out. It's got an update on his last album, which was Waking on a Pretty Days, that came out this year. New release is called Deluxe Days, and this song was called Feel My Pain, and the EP is called It's a Big World Out There and I Am Scared. But yeah, so now we're gonna hear from Laura Marling. This is the song Master Hunter off of her newest album, Once I Was an Eagle.
Thank you. I I cured my skin, now nothing gets in, nothing that is hard as a child. You want a woman cause you wanna be safe, well I tell you that I got a little la la on my brain. You want a woman who will call your name, it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. I don't stare at water anymore. Water doesn't do what it did before. It took me in into the edge of insane when I only meant to swim. I nearly put a bullet in my brain when the rhythm took me in. I am a master hunter. You let men into your bed. They not know you well. They can't get into my head. They don't have a hope in hell. You see, the thing is, we are so alone. There's nothing we can share. You can get me on a telephone, but you won't keep me there. No. Grow, give me something, let me go, or tell me something I don't know. I have some news, I have some news. Just what you think I do in life when I'm not being used. You see, you're not sad, you live for the blues. You're not sad, you live for the blues. I have some news. Wrestling on the rope from darkness is no fucking life that I would choose. I am a master.
Yeah. And we are back. You're listening to the Student Special Hour with myself, Eleanor, and my lovely co-host, Eric.
What up?
Just hanging out. The track that you just heard is called No Love, and that was by the Ballantines. Valentines. I can't do anything right today.
Just like the whiskey.
I guess. Thank you.
And not like the Valentines.
No. No. Not like that. That was off of their liquor store, gun store, pawn shop, church EP.
Or also known as my Sunday.
Exactly. they're playing a show this Friday at the Astoria. It's their EP release, I believe. So if you liked that track, you should go check them out at the Astoria. I believe it's like $10. Yeah, it's going to be a really good show. They're also playing at the Fall Down Get Down Festival in November. I'm not sure which venue, but there will be more information on that in the coming weeks. Before that, it was a track by Laura Marling that's called Master Hunter, and she is also playing here this weekend on Friday night at the Rio Theater, and I am going to that, and I'm very, very, very excited. So, should be a good show. Yeah.
Should be real treat.
It will be. Nice. The Rio Theater is going to be a good place. A good place to see Laura Marling. Nice and personal and close. She played the Commodore a couple years ago, but it didn't sell out. It wasn't really full. So.
Surprisingly.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. I love Laura Marling. Anyways, we're going to get to another awesome female performer and band up next. This track we're going to play for you is called Sacrilege, and it's by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs off of their new album Mosquito.
In our bed.
become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, the Rumpus Room, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus, or go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining. That's what friends are for.
There's only one way that old clunker is going to make you feel good again. Donate it to Bullying Canada. Check this out. Free towing or pickup of your old vehicle, a tax-deductible receipt, and a super easy process. Online at bullyingcanada.ca. Get rid of that old vehicle and feel good about supporting real solutions for change in your community. Donate your old or used vehicle to Bullying Canada today. Full details online at bullyingcanada.ca.
You already bike, walk, and take transit to get around. But sometimes you just gotta drive. At Moto the Car Co-op, you save big with us covering gas, insurance, maintenance, and monthly parking. Mention this ad when signing up for Moto, and we'll give you $35 in free driving. For other perks and more information, visit moto.coop.
Hello, Eleanor.
Hello.
How's it going?
Better now that you're controlling the sound equipment.
Don't tell them the secrets. Oh, it's okay. Yes, we just listened to a couple songs from bands that we'll be playing tonight at
Shindig
at the Railway Club.
Yeah.
The song we were listening to was Smitten by Mien.
Mien's?
And then we listened to that before Moonshine by Zen Mystery Fog.
Yeah, just discussing the various impacts of Moonshine and its related...
And how to find it.
Yeah, apparently. Apparently there's people in Vancouver who make it.
Yeah, but that's as much as we're going to tell you right now.
Not condoning the consumption of
family show
or production or anything. Just generally talking about it. But Shindig tonight will be really good.
Yeah, I'm going to admit I'm biased. I'm cheering for Zen Mystery Fog.
Cheering for them?
Yeah, I like them a lot. But if you were smitten by Mien's,
nice.
That's okay too.
Yeah. It'll be a good show. So 9:30 at the Railway Club if you guys are looking for something to do tonight.
Yes. And now, without further ado, we're going to listen to a song that I like quite a bit. A good old tune by Sonic Youth called Cool Thing, off their album Goo. Following that, we will play a song called Time Keeps Time by Neo Boys, and we'll tell you a little bit more about that fine band after that.
Thank you. Tune in to CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host, DJ, brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Hello.
Hello. We're back.
Yes, we are. And we just listened to the Neo Boys, who are a all-female punk rock group from Portland that was active in the late 70s, early 80s. I actually just was lent the CD for the show today from Sarah C.,
best Sarah there is.
Yeah, yes, the only sweet Sarah in our hearts, unlike certain people. Anyway, they're a really good band. Apparently, she was telling me, for those of you who don't know, she is the music...
director.
Yes.
CITR.
Yep. Anywho, she was telling me that this band only had, like, certain 7 inches around that were... you know, sort of hard to find, but they just this album just came out called Sooner or Later with a giant amount of songs from the Neo Boys. It's a double
44 tracks, I think you said.
Yeah, I have only listened to that one, but I trust Sarah's judgment, and I really like that song. And before that, we listened to Sonic Youth with Cool Thing.
It's an awesome music video. If you get a chance, you should check it out.
Just Kim Gordon and a cat. What do you need? And now, we're going to listen to... actually, I'm just going to read the sheet of paper that's inside this this album. The album is called Troubled by the New Creation. So you can get an idea of them. The New Creation is a gospel rock sound from Vancouver, which got its start in November of 1969. The group felt a great lacking in the church music of today and reaching young people and decided that something should be done about it. The result is the ageless gospel message of Jesus Christ, set to the new sound of electric guitar and drums. The song material, all the lyrics of which are original, demonstrate the endless power of Christ to deliver in every situation. All of the New Creation are Canadians and currently made their homes in Vancouver and Coquitlam, British Columbia. We are going to be... so the New Creation apparently recorded this album in 69 or something, all in one night. And I think they're sort of related or something. They thank Grandma Marcella, among others. Anyways, it's cool. We're going to listen... really cool sort of tunes from the 60s, late 60s, 70s. The song is called Where Are You Going?
Change.
That was The New Creation with the song Where Are You Going, the final track off their album Troubled. I mean, I gotta say, I was a little prejudiced towards Christian rock, mainly because the only Christian rock band I've ever heard was Creed, but that was really good. Some like sort of psychedelic folky stuff. Anyways, now we are going to have a listen to the song JD by Bank Robber off his album Life's Not So, which will not be released until 2037 on real tangible format, but until then it is released on Bandcamp and can be purchased for you just name your price. That's a great album, one of my favorite albums lately. I've been listening to it a lot. So that will be the last song of the show before we listen in to Give 'Em the Boot, which is Italian music from the great country of Italy. And Eleanor's gone. She said goodbye. She has class. Yes. Anyway, we are listening to JD by Bank Robber.
Time is no basement. It's trees trapped in snow. You wait for the right moment. Did you just leave that alone? Oh, that's enough. Haven't you seen too much? Not waiting around. Just pack it in on everything. Yes, it does. White old faded and doubts. And you can always use that time. You can always use that time. You will always use your time. You can always use that time. But you won't leave and you won't let go. You can leave but you can't let go. You can leave but you can't let go. You can leave but you can't let go. We'll be right back.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 on the FM dial. I am sitting here. We're filling in for Give Him the Boot, which usually airs from 2 to 3 at this time. And I'm sitting here with our buddy from England, Stephen Yeti.